part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Woo-hoo! We're back with episode 62, part 3, the heavy metal episode.
And John, the future is a joke and the future is now.
The future is a joke!
Yeah, imbalance. Great band. Gone forever. Way of the Bob's band.
Way of the Bob. I wonder how Way of the Bob's mom, mom's doing.
I don't know. She hasn't called. But I tell you, man, I love this song. He told me it's not about the world. It's about a girlfriend.
It's about a girlfriend?
A relationship.
Oh, we want to apply it to the world.
Our future is a joke.
I thought he was talking about the W.
Well, it is about the W. We've adopted it. He says, you know, I never thought of it that way.
The W. Well, John, before we get to science news, let's talk about doping athletes.
Oh, I love that. I love this subject.
According to news reports, Tour de France winner Floyd Landis tested positive for high levels of testosterone after the 17th stage of the race. The American cyclist performance got a boost during that Alpine stage, shooting him from 11th place to 3rd.
Wow.
Bill Gifford gave the dope on doping, which athletes take performance enhancing drugs, why they do it, and who gets hurt. For all its imperfections, drug testing was created and enforced. Something like the rule of the law in cycling, cheating hasn't gone away and probably never will. That's the key statement. Never will. But it's clear what the rules are. And there is at least a possibility of getting caught. But can cyclists win sans dope, John? Andrew Tillen, who braved the hulking Alpine d'Huez before this year's tour, thinks not. I'm convinced that guys like Lance Armstrong, Andy Hampstan, I'm really having trouble, John, and Marco Pennenti blazed up the thing. Up this thing, courtesy of some godforsaken nuclear-powered cocktail. Maybe I should stop reading now, John. Because the point is, here's what I say, John. I say let these athletes take whatever the F they want.
I'm with you, man.
Do that.
The more they do, the funner it is for us the spectators.
Yeah, and it's about spectators,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a spectator
sport. It's a spectator sport. And the freakier they can get. Like Barry Bonds with his big giant head.
I want to see him like their muscles explode.
And Mark McGuire with the acne all over his body.
Yeah.
The freakier they can get. And then we're really talking Fantastic Four. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see? I don't know if you saw that. My wife and I were watching this one thing and it was unbelievable. This guy was doing steroids and his fucking biceps got so big, his skin was ripping and bleeding.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, and he actually, they're ginormous.
Was it like someone was blowing air?
Yeah.
Into his bicep.
You got to have the pump.
The pump.
Pump.
It feels like I'm coming,
John.
I'm
coming. I get to come at the gym. I get to come at home.
So why
not?
Everywhere. Why not make athletics like the circus, John? Let's get a bunch of freaks out there that can take whatever they want. And here's why. Because at some point, sooner or later, they're going to find the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm all about that.
Yeah.
So if you got major athletics and athletes with their salaries paying for this experimental drug shit that they're willing to pump in their body, which, like, let's say the U.S. government said, hey, you know, we got a good idea. We think we can pump testosterone in you and you'll feel better. Okay, sign me up for that. And then a couple people die. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, business-wise. Monies, dollars, well, here, and cents.
Yeah, here's the thing that you touched on right there. That's the point. We pay our tax dollars go to these grants for universities to find out shit about diseases, right? And they come up with a chemical that they think can cure a disease. But what the pharmaceutical people do is they find out what the side effects are. And if the side effects means you grow hair or it makes your dick hard, who cares if it keeps you from having a heart attack? But if it makes your dick hard, you know a bunch of people with erectile dysfunction are going to want that medication.
Right.
So they get the research for free from our tax dollars, and then they create a drug based on the findings of what happened with the side effects. And and you see it on TV all the time.
And we get emails about all daily, the time, John.
About
50 hard, a day.
Getting a hard penis.
Getting a hard on with the Viagra.
Pharmaceutical companies, they don't give a shit about saving your life. Unless there's a buck in it, right?
Unless there's a buck in it. But getting back to the freak athletes and this whole experiment.
So I say let them take as much as they want.
As much as they want.
I'll help them.
First of all, I want to see freaks on the field.
Yeah.
Second of all, something is going to come out of this that's going to benefit mankind.
Oh, yeah.
In some way or another. Hey, you know, if you take this, it'll cure your heart. Or it'll give you a bigger heart and you'll have better blood flow. Whatever. Who knows what's going to come out of this? But let these athletes take whatever they want if they're willing to risk their lives to become the next Babe Ruth or whatever the fuck they want to be.
I'm all for it, man.
All right, then. So John and Scott, going on record, get rid of all the drug rules for athletes. Let them take whatever the fuck they want to take.
Speaking of drugs, did you hear this story about the smiley face gumballs?
Mm-mm.
At first glance, this is out of Howard County, wherever the hell that is. I think it's California. At first glance, the yellow smiley face gumballs confiscated from Howard High School seem innocent enough. But stuffed in the so-called Greenades was something that caught the attention of federal drug enforcement agents. Marijuana, Scott.
Really?
Yeah. Instead of that juicy, squirty thing, there's pot in the middle of the gumball. It's a new idea, and it's new to the DEA. And Gregory Lee.
Gregory. Are you from China, John?
Ah, Gregory Lee, a retired supervisory special agent of the Drug Enforcement Agency, who had never heard of anyone. We stop that? What are you doing, Erica?
Go ahead.
Jesus Christ.
Horrible. You're that's horrible.
Where was I? Who had never heard of anyone packaging marijuana in such a way before. When it comes to drug dealing, you're only limited by your imagination. That's what he had to say.
That's great.
The DEA recently released an intelligence bulletin about the gumballs, which Howard County police say were confiscated from Elliott City's Howard High in January. We've not seen anything like this before, said Howard County Police spokesman Sherry... it's a woman. Sorry. If the DEA thinks it's enough for an intelligence bulletin to come out, then it's important. This is the only case of this we've seen in Howard County for sure. County police said they charged three 17-year-old students at Howard High this year in the incident after a teacher alerted the school resource officer. So apparently this is what they do, Scott.
Yes, John.
The instructions on the foil of the gumballs told users to chew for 30 minutes to 1 hour before you would like receive your high, man.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay. So the actual marijuana would be released, I would think, within 30 seconds after chewing.
Yeah.
But it would take an hour to get the high.
Yeah. Chew for as long as possible, then swallow.
Okay, that's important, John, because do you know Grandma Ganja?
No.
She was on Johnny B's show, Graham Ganja. She was like an 80-year-old.
Right.
She was suffering from something, so she got free pot from the state of California.
Yeah.
And she said, this is a experienced pot person, John.
Yeah.
She said, you got to smoke it because then you can tell when you've had enough.
Right.
If you ingest it, you can't tell.
And you could be high for a long time.
So that's important. And yes. I hope, PSA here for people who are chewing gum with marijuana in it. Adhere to those instructions.
Well, no, unless you've experimented with the dosage and you realize that a certain amount constitutes enough.
Okay, that's fine, but if you're a first-time gumball chewer, adhere to those instructions.
Yeah.
Chew it for a half an hour to an hour, ingest it, and then, you know, don't like take like five gumballs at once.
Yeah, right. I like five of them.
Right. But take your time.
Yeah.
Get some experience. You don't want to end up like Mel Gibson, okay?
Well, you know what's funny is you can look anywhere on the internet and it'll tell you there's no proof, there's no nothing documented about people overdosing from marijuana. Maybe they could link it to lung cancer, of course, but there's no ODs. But yet you hear all the time people dying of alcoholism and
rots your liver.
Yeah.
Liver gets all fucked up.
Or you could die of being poisoned.
You can, John.
Of too much alcohol.
Alcoholic poisoning, I think they call that.
And the money we fucking, our government spends, which comes out of our pockets, Scott.
You and me, John.
Billions of dollars a year to stomp out this war on drugs, which was supposed to be over in 12 years after Nixon came out around, whatever it was, 75 or 78, and stomped his foot down and said, that's it. We're going to start this war on drugs for real.
I mean, still going on.
And it goes all the way back to like 1780.
Now let's apply that to the war on terror, John. So 75 to 2000, that's like what? Roughly 30 years.
Yeah.
And we're still going, right?
Yeah.
With the war on drugs. War on terror. When did that start? 2002?
Yeah, and that was supposed to happen only no more than 6 months, according
to
Rummy.
So we're looking at 2023. We're still going to be in the war on terror.
Ronald Dumsfeld.
That's great.
Yep.
That is fucking great. Well, getting to science news, John. I just have one science story. Actually, I have two. But I'm going to ignore the first one.
What the hell was that?
That I was me cracking my paper.
Oh.
Bush veto ties hands of scientists, John. As we all know, the W had his first veto over stem cell research. What this means, John, is 400,000 embryos.
Embryos?
Await disposal because use of them is now considered illegal. President Bush has vetoed the use of federal funds for stem cell research because it crosses a moral boundary. The bill would support the taking of innocent life, John.
What the hell's war?
I don't know. What is war? I think it's the taking of innocent lives.
Isn't it?
But, you know, they have a term for that. They have a name for that. It's called, what do they call that? It's called, God damn it.
War?
No. When civilians die in war.
Collateral damage.
Collateral damage. That's what they call it. Now, why don't they call this collateral damage?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why they... That's an excellent point, John. Why don't they call the embryos collateral damage?
He doesn't want to take life to save life, but it's take life to create a democracy? I don't understand that.
Oh, that's a false democracy. Fiction democracy. It's even more fictional than Jesus Christ,
that fucking
John.
Puppet.
The Easter Bunny. The Santa Claus.
Mekaliki, that puppet he's got in there, who's starting to turn on him. Oh, boy.
So there's 400,000 embryos sitting in some petri dish, John, at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and they can't use it for embryonic stem cell research.
I know, it's stupid.
Because of the W. Because the W vetoed this law. So what are they going to do? They're going to throw it in the fucking garbage. So what difference does it make? How about taking it and using it for stem cell research?
Well, you can. There's no law against not using it for stem cell research. It's just it won't be federally funded.
It won't be federally funded. That is an important point,
which
John.
What
very
I was,
important.
Which I was just saying that, okay, one side of it is that the federal funding of it could make possibly cures for people who can't afford cures, okay? The other side of it is that the money goes into the research for finding, let's say, so-called cures, and then companies like pharmaceutical companies, they end up taking that free data because it's available, it's public money paid for it, it's free data, and then they use it to make the cure. But then it cost $1 billion to get it.
$1 billion, John. $1 billion.
Which I don't mind about that either. But open up competition. Open up the Canadian borders. Open up the possibility of using drugs from other countries.
Let me ask you this, John.
That can compete with these fucks.
Let's say Bush wasn't a fucking idiot, which I find hard to believe. So we're talking about hypothetical situations. Yeah. And he did not veto stem cell research. And stem cell research... they came up with the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah.
And it costs less than a gallon of gas. Would you get it?
How could it? Well, okay, you're saying hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
How could it cost less?
Would you subscribe? Let's say you had to take a pill once a month for the rest of your life and you would remain the same age. Would you do that?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
That's kind of freakish, man. I'm old school. That might be something my kids' grandchildren will do, or some people like that are very Hollywood.
If I was 22, I would do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Not now.
You're a little more naive then,
too.
Well,
we have kids, and we want to see our... Well, I guess we'd still see our kids grow up, but we'd be the same age, and that would be gross, unless they took it and they were the same age. But why would you want
to
have an 8-year-old for the eternity? You know what I'm saying? That'd be horrible.
Yeah.
Especially the 2-year-old for eternity. That'd be horrible.
Well, that'll never happen.
But people would do it. If the drug was available, people would do that.
Then you just totally stop evolution altogether.
You would.
Really fuck it up. And then, for sure, the world is going to end because we just fuck it up. There'd be no cycle of life.
That'd be whacked.
Yeah.
Be totally whacked.
It would turn into equilibrium.
I think it's something we need to give more thought to and possibly write a script for the next sci-fi movie for. And the other thing we have to do, John, is watch Clerks 2.
Right.
Before the next podcast. So, wait a minute. Next weekend, no podcast.
Right.
If we do it'll be ad hoc. You'll be in Arizona.
How about
vacation time, will you have time to go see Clerks 2?
Oh, yeah.
And will your wife go with you?
Yeah, she wanted to go like last weekend, and we couldn't go because I said you wanted to see it, and I said, well, it wouldn't be right if I went.
Right.
And Scott wanted to see it, too.
All right.
I called you, and you didn't call me back.
I didn't. So here we do.
Here we go, brother.
You go to Arizona, see the movie. When are you going to Arizona?
Thursday.
Okay, so see the movie by Sunday. Are we still shooting for a Sunday night thing?
Yeah, we could try, yeah.
Okay. See the movie for Sunday. I'll see the movie, so we'll have at least that to talk about on our ad hoc Arizona episode.
Right.
Nice, John.
Wow, that's did you hear that feedback?
No, I did not.
When my headphone gets too close to the mic.
Okay, getting back to the W. The W.
Yeah.
Is it WW3? Is WW3 happening, John? I don't know. But getting back to the W, you got the Afghanistan. You got Iraq.
I'm George W. Bush.
You got the Israelites shooting shit at Hezbollah. Hezbollah back at Israel. Getting Lebanon involved. Getting Syria involved. Getting Iran involved. You got all that shit going on. Right? Right?
Yeah.
And what does the W do? What does he do?
Nothing.
He invites the top 10 runners-up on American Idol.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. We covered that last week, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah.
To the oral office.
Yeah. You're repeating.
Am I repeating?
Do you listen to the show?
I don't listen to the show. Did we cover this last week?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think we did because it happened on July 28th. How could we cover it? We said that he was going to invite them.
Yeah.
This story is about him actually inviting him and what happened.
Oh, okay. Well,
you stupid ass.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Come on. McPhee.
Was gonna and is.
McPhee and champion Taylor Hicks and the rest. Taylor Hicks, is he the,
he's the
same
dude.
Taylor from Mediocre Show? Taylor?
No.
Justin?
No.
Champion Taylor Hicks and the rest of last season's top 10 are the... first contestants
spit it out
from the hit show to be invited to the White House. Sure, dignitaries from Iraq, Romania, Britain, Sudan, and Saudi Arabia also got an invite to the Oval Office. They may have had issues with war and peace to discuss, but how many of them survived the challenge of performing a Stevie Wonder tune on a live TV show? It's unclear how familiar Bush is with their talents. Asked whether he had ever seen the show, the White House responded that he was aware of it. Their 240 opportunity with Bush, with still cameras only, no reporters allowed, John, comes during a one-day visit to Washington for their American Idols live tour.
Wow.
We got to get tickets to that, John. That's got to be the most happening show ever. The American Idols live tour. Don't you think, John?
Ah, I'm insane with anger.
Also the W. Get this, John. The U.S. command announced Saturday that it is sending 3,700 troops to Baghdad to try to quell the sectarian violence.
Wait a minute. I thought they didn't need more troops.
In other words, it means civil war.
Yeah.
Sweeping the capital. And a U.S. official said that more American soldiers would follow as the military gears up to take the streets from gunmen. So Baghdad is totally out of fucking control. 3 years, John. 3 years after mission accomplished.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
Are you a Peter Pupper?
What a goddamn overwhelm.
How about that?
Here's the thing about the W, though. I get a sense that, you know, when you talk about people who have mental disabilities, some of them don't know the actions or their consequences. So they're always happy.
The consequences of their actions, you mean?
Whatever. But the W.
The actions of their consequences. Okay.
But the W. I do get the sense that the W is aware. At the most minimum, he's aware. The most minimum, John. I don't even know how to verbally describe it.
But he just goes ahead and drinks and snorts some coke.
And he goes ahead and does it anyway.
And then he doesn't shit. You know, he shits in a bag and pisses in a bag so nobody can have it to test it. So, and then he prays to God, and then he thinks it's all okay.
Yeah, I take that back. I don't see any evidence that he's aware of his actions.
No.
None. Whatsoever. Stupid ass.
And everybody around him is telling him he's doing the right thing, too.
Because they're all
nobody
yes
men. Nobody will cross him.
I'd cross him.
Because Cheney and Rumsfeld will step in and have whoever it is fired.
Well, they'll take you on a hunting trip and shoot you in the fucking face. We'll get this, John. The 172nd Striker Brigade, which had been due to return home after a year, a fucking year in that hellhole. 12 months in Iraq. Will bring quick-moving, light-armored vehicles to patrol this sprawling city. So they were supposed to come home, but no, they're not going home. They're going back.
Yeah, I know. It's fucked up.
What does that do to your morale? First of all, you're there for a lie. You're there for a fucking joke.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, 12 months is up. I get to go back to the States. I get to be back with my lovely, whatever I want to do. No. You know what? We're going to send you to the fucking Baghdad. Because it's totally out of control.
Back to the bag.
Because when we got into this, and even 3 years later, we still don't care what happens. Just as long as we can control the oil market.
That's right. Send them there.
In
that's
return for money.
Yeah. Just send our troops there.
In return for money.
I got a question for you, John. You know, the W said that God talks to him, right?
Yeah.
And God was the one who said, the W.
I see it all the time.
The W. Invade Iraq.
Right?
Yeah.
And the W listened to the Lord. Here's the thing I don't get. If it's so goddamn important that the W and the United States invade Iraq and set this new Middle East for the new millennium.
In other words, perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
Why aren't his daughters over there?
Right.
Doing something. Why aren't they contributing?
John McCain's son just signed up for the Marines.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So he's going over.
And
what about the W twins?
And you know, he and Hillary Clinton have been partying, chugging vodka together.
John McCain and Hillary?
Oh, yeah, doing vodka shots.
Nice.
see who could drink the most. They were in some country where the vodka shooting is like the big thing there. So she ordered them up. And
who won?
They didn't say.
Oh, bummer.
It was on Drudge.
But the kids, they went to college, right? They graduated. Yeah. Why don't they go? Why don't they go over there if it's so goddamn important? Did God say to the
too much
drugs and alcohol.
Get involved in Iraq and the Middle East. Send American. But the W. Do not send your daughters to the Middle East. Is that what he said? And if God talks to the W, don't you think that God would protect the W's kids? So they'd be like superheroes over
there?
Well,
I think the problem is
they could walk down the street and just kung fu people to death? Don't you think that would...
He probably thought it was God, but it was really...
Abu Sayyaf.
I was confused.
But, you know...
Not only once, but twice.
Yeah, he was confused not only once, but twice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Fucked up, man.
It's
totally...
is a drag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how important is this that we continue this bullshit in Iraq doesn't send his twins over? I declare that he needs to send them over by Christmas or we pull out.
Yeah, no doubt.
How about that? We cut and run. We use the Republican words. Send your twins over or cut and run the W. That's what I say.
Well, you know what's funny is he considers himself, and I think maybe I said this last time, but he considers himself a Reagan Republican. And Reagan in 83 pulled out the troops after...
Wait a minute. Don't even get into that discussion.
The Mullahs.
The W considers
the
himself...
Hezbollah. The Mullahs. What am I saying?
The W considers himself like the greatest president since Theodore Roosevelt. So when you're coming from a delusional mind, what do we care what the W thinks? He's obviously... living in another world.
Oh, yeah.
Completely other world. And he's completely overwhelmed. Yeah. And let's hear some of his overwhelmment in this clip, John. Go ahead, if you have that queued up. Now, this is a reporter asks him a question, and the W answers him. But see if you can figure out what the hell the W is saying. I can't figure it out. But he talks about the U.S.'s foreign policy here.
Yeah.
So go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right.
Mr. President, 3 years ago, you argued that an invasion of Iraq would create a new stage of Arab-Israeli peace. And yet today, there is an Iraqi prime minister who has been sharply critical of Israel. Arab governments, despite your arguments, who first criticized Hezbollah, have now changed their tune. Now they're sharply critical of Israel. And despite, from both of you, warnings...
In other
Syria
words, it's totally fucked
right.
in the Middle East.
Right.
Now let's hear how the W responds.
Mr. President, your words are being ignored.
Listen
so
to this.
What has happened to America's clout in this region that you've committed yourself to transform?
David, it's an interesting period because instead of having foreign policies based upon trying to create a sense of stability, we have a foreign policy that addresses the root causes of violence and instability. For a while, American foreign policy was just hope everything is calm.
It's fuzzy math.
Manage calm. But beneath the surface brewed a lot of resentment and anger.
What?
That was manifested in its, on September the 11th.
In return for money.
And so we've taken a foreign policy that says, on the one hand, we will protect ourselves from further attack.
Let's come together.
In the short run by being aggressive and chasing down the killers and bring him to jail.
Killers.
I talked to my dad.
Now get this, John. What does this mean? Instead of and I'll read it much more eloquently than the W.
I didn't understand what the hell he was saying.
Who can understand what he's saying? But let's retrace his words here. Instead of having foreign policy based upon trying to create a sense of stability, which I think that would be a good foreign policy, right?
Yeah.
Let's create some stability. We have a foreign policy that addresses the root causes of violence and instability. What? So what are the causes of violence and instability? I can't even define them, but the W has a foreign policy that addresses them. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Don't you feel much better
but
about that?
But nobody knows.
Aren't you
what
so
it
much
is.
More confident now?
Yeah.
The W? And when you watch the video, everybody go out and find this video. Because when he spits that sentence out, it's like the grin on his face is like they trained a monkey to do it, and they gave him a treat after he did it. So the grin on his face is, I'm going to get a treat after this is over. And then he gets back into like just the W off the top of his head, and yeah. it's a complete snafu, John. What does snafu stand for?
Snafu?
Yeah, snafu. What does snafu? That stand for?
I don't know.
Snafu.
Like fucked up?
Snafu.
Snag.
Snafu. Boy, you got to be in the military to know that. I've heard it before.
A snag. A snagged, fucked up snag.
No, it's an acronym for... I take that back. Yeah, it is an acronym. It is an acronym. Snafu. And it means... Look it up on the internet
snafu.
There, John.
It means snafu.
No, it means it's a
snafu.
Yeah, whatever. So get this, man. So the W is stupid ass. is there some sort of proclamation affirming a Senate resolution commemorating the 50th anniversary of President Eisenhower's decision to establish In God We Trust as the national motto?
Right.
Here's what the W said. We recognize a divine plan that stands above all human plans and continue to seek his will. So says George W. in a proclamation affirming that Senate resolution. And coincidentally, John, George's brother Jeb has recently approved In God We Trust as Florida's official state motto.
It's a snafu, you're right, Scott.
Jesus
situation
Christ!
Normal. Situation normal, all fucked up.
There you go. It is a snafu.
Yeah.
All
or
right.
A susfu. Situation unchanged, still fucked up. Or a fumtu. A fucked up more than usual. Or a fub. Fucked up beyond belief. Or a tarfu.
I think we're dealing with a fub, John.
Things fucked up beyond belief. or a foob. Maybe it's a foob. Or a tarfu. Things are really fucked up. Or a tofu, things ordinary, fucked up.
I'm going to stick with the foob on this. The W is a foob.
Or a GFU, general fucked up. General fuck up. what's the other one? Foobar. Fucked up beyond all recognition, repair, reason, or redemption.
It's a foob and a foobar, John.
Yeah, no doubt.
The W, he's a foob
he's a
and a foobar.
And a boob.
Completely
and
overwhelmed.
A chimp.
He can't even get a goddamn sentence
no
out.
No doubt. Are you going to get the door,
we
dude?
Can get sentences out, John. Why aren't we president of the United States?
I don't know.
Hold on,
but
let me get the door.
This fucking guy keeps ringing the doorbell.
Let me get it.
God
you know
damn it.
It's got to be Phil. Hold on.
Open the fucking door.
There, man.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy. What's up? Come on back. Lockstep.
Yeah, I get back to my mic right away.
He just ran.
I just ran right back. Phil's walking back. He's a little slower than I am.
All right, get your shit together, man.
Nice. Hey, mute him. Mute him until he gets his shit together. Leash. I think he's, you know, he says he's a professional.
Little gentleman.
All right, Phil, whenever you're ready. Of course, I'm always ready. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, is you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Phil?
one thing to mention here. I did bring in some audio. I think this is the first time I've brought in audio to be played during my newscast. And if, John, if you have that queued up, that would be fantastic because I'm going to call out for it. And I'm not sure that we rehearsed this. It is called Phil Audio. Maybe it's called Phil News Audio. News Phil 01 Audio News Phil.
Phil News Clip.
Phil News Clip. There you
all
go,
right.
John. That's why you're producer of the year.
Can we start?
Of course we can.
Right.
I'm ready when
here
you are, John.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News,
Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Phil.
And our first story tonight. No rain in Lubbock, Texas? No problem. Says town council as they pass resolution to fast and pray for rain this Sunday.
Texas.
It worked before, and it'll work again. Public officials in Lubbock, Texas are organizing a day to pray for rain.
Admit it, you're definitely completely gay.
Nobody's going to tell God what to do and when to do it, but we are in serious drought here in West Texas, and since he is the man who controls the rain clouds, we're asking him for his mercy and for his help. Mayor David Wilmer told the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. Interesting that they have the Avalanche Journal when there's no mountains at all in Texas. The City Council and the Lubbock County Commissioners are expected to adopt resolutions this week asking local residents to both pray and fast for rain this Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Let me repeat that sentence, Sean. City Council and Lubbock County Commissioners are expected to adopt resolutions this week asking local residents to both pray and fast for rain this Sunday.
How fucking stupid. Oh, my God.
Phil, you're making that up, right?
I am so... It's so embarrassing. Well, okay.
I wish I was making that
because
up.
We're in Illinois. We're not part of those fucking retarded people down there. Well, I'm sure...
I think you're referring to the red states,
I'm sure there's... The people down there are actually... There's people down there that are going, that's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, I'm sure they're saying that's the most stupidest.
Stupidest thing. It's more better the way I see it.
More better, yeah. Yes. I'm sorry, Phil. Let's get back to your news.
If you're going
to
do it
next
well.
Next story, Todd.
Yeah.
National Academy of Obvious Science. Study finds studying with a TV on makes learning less efficient.
Thanks for that one.
If you're a 53-year-old man whose hobby is riding around town wearing a dress, make sure it's long enough to cover your junk, especially if you're going to commando at the time. A skimpy dress a 53-year-old man was reportedly wearing while bicycling early Sunday morning was a little too short for the sheriff's deputy who stopped him, especially when the deputy noticed Stephen Barfield wasn't wearing any undergarments.
Barfield
on the 200 block of 28th Avenue Southwest was arrested and charged with exposing himself, disorderly intoxication, and loitering and prowling.
Oh, God.
Disorderly intoxication, John.
Disorderly intoxication.
Is there orderly intoxication?
I don't know.
Indian River County Sheriff's Deputy Daniel Hatch stopped Barfield and off. He was wearing a woman's dress that only went to his hips and his genitals were completely exposed, according to the arrest affidavit. Barfield's speech was slurred. He was stumbling, and he had a strong odor of alcohol on him.
Oh.
After covering him up, Hatch transported Barfield and his bits to the county jail. Next story, John. One-third of college graduates say they don't need a degree to do the job they have. In related news, if I wanted fries with that, I would have said so. Next story, John.
Wait a minute. What are you trying out for, Pauly B's Comedy Club? Or what the fuck is that? Are you a newsman or a comedian?
Well, in my spare time as a hobby, I do stand-up comedian, and I would love the opportunity to do stand-up at Pauly B's Club in the UK.
If
you would invite me when you go over there for your European tour. And I guess this is my opportunity to voice my solicitation to the great Pauly B. If he'd let me on stage for 5 minutes, I would crack the crowd up, John. Next story.
I already hit it, didn't I?
Top Church of England bishop decries flying a sin, noting if God had meant us to take holidays in foreign countries, he would have squeezed all the countries together and made sure everyone spoke English. Flying abroad for the foreign holiday is a sin against the planet, one of the country's leading bishop has declared. Like murder, adultery, and stealing. Choosing to travel on jet planes has moral consequences, according to the Bishop of London, because flights are doing too much damage to the environment.
in a highly controversial statement, Richard Cartes, 59, who admits to regular visits to Russia, urged Christians to stop taking endless flights and to live a more eco-friendly lifestyle. He said, get this, John, he said, there is now an overriding imperative to walk more lightly upon the earth, and we need to make our lifestyle decisions in that light. Making selfish choices such as flying on holiday or buying a large car are a symptom of sin. Sin is just not restricted to a list of moral mistakes, John. It's living a life turned in on itself where people ignore the consequences of their actions. Next story, John. Researchers discover sleeping in close quarters with cows slows the spread of disease. Did you get that, John?
What?
Researchers discover sleeping in close quarters with cows slows the spread of disease.
Wait a minute.
Which is probably why Bill Clinton always looks so healthy. Next story, John. An undercover sting
wait
inside
a minute,
the...
Wait a minute. Yes. For that one, I should have done a...
All right, then. I'll let you take care of that producer of the year. Next story, John. An undercover sting inside the Orange County Sheriff's headquarters found a department employee had more than 1,300 images of porn on his work computer. Eyewitness News found out that he's the son of the sheriff's office commander who was trying to develop a career in law enforcement, and this wasn't the first time he broke department rules, John.
Oh.
At first, deputies said Thomas Cock Real actually denied loading his county computer with SWAT, but when confronted with the evidence of 1,324 images they found, he turned in his notice. Deputies said that Cock Real was doing with his taxpayer-owned computer could have cost him his job if he hadn't quit first.
Thomas Aquinas.
We take these kinds of things very, very, very seriously, said Captain Mark Stonebridge, Orange County Sheriff's Deputy. It was the routine maintenance of the sheriff's computer system that did Cock Real in. Someone in the IT department found hundreds of pornographic images on Cock Real's personal space on the network. But they just wanted to be sure he was the one enjoying the porn. So they set up cameras that caught from two different angles the 25-year-old supply clerk engaged in a sex act in a glassed-in office he shared with two other people.
Oh, no.
We were deeply disappointed in his activity and behavior. It wasn't the first time that Cock Real had been in hot water at the sheriff's office. He was disciplined four times in 4 years, once for looking at porn on the web, and that's why he has turned down twice when he applied for a job, not as a civilian employee, but as a sworn deputy sheriff. John and Scott, I tried to find Cock Real on Monday, but I wasn't able to track him down. Next story, John.
He gets the bitch slap of the week, man. That's it.
And what does that sound like? Mexican restaurant named Deadbeat Pete's in Tennessee is closed by authorities after owner doesn't pay his taxes. For some reason, no one saw this coming. Next story, John.
Wow. Flame. Boo. Oh, my God.
Hold on. Phil just threw his papers all
Boo.
Over. Phil, are you going to continue? He's pretty upset. Hold on. All right, he's picking up his papers.
Right.
So I think he'll continue.
I'm sorry, Phil.
All right.
All right.
Next story, John.
Sorry.
Fucking cocksucker.
Increasing large number of Japanese children, especially little boys, don't know how to pee properly, John. And get ready to play the audio at the end of this clip, this story. I'm sorry. 1, 2, poo in your shoe. 3, 4, we on the floor. It may seem like a piddling problem, but increasingly large number of Japanese children, especially little boys, don't know how to pee properly. It's kids' way of wee-weeing that's surprising some, with one elementary school first grade teacher saying that half of the 18 boys in his class dropped their trousers around their ankles and exposed their lower halves every time they spent a penny, whatever that means. I have to get it by Japanese. Hold on. Up until a few years ago,
You get two or three kids in class, like every year. But I am surprised just how quickly the number of kids who urinate and the way it's proliferated. And you know what? There are so many kids who have no idea how to use a urinal, and they will only go about their business on a Western style toilet. Some kids don't know like yours because they feel exposed. But I believe, to get the feeling, that most of these boys at play have no idea how men are supposed to dispose of their bodily weights.
What are you
saying? Many young children in China, and many young children in Japan refuse to use bathrooms by themselves. Others don't know they're supposed to flush the toilets after they use them because they're used to having a parent, nurse, or teacher to do them for them. All right, now, John, I was in Japan this week.
You were in Japan.
And I followed up on that. I did a follow-up on this story, and I actually interviewed some of the kids at this school. And go ahead and play the audio. This is four different kids that I interviewed.
Here we go.
Oh, hey, podcast on the computer. Sometimes don't like that. They don't understand why Puck is so funny. They need to fuck up. Tony is manly. Comic genius, Pully. Trust the computers. Pully has quick wit. That much goes without saying. He's a pit bop.
What the fuck was that?
Like I said, I went and followed up that story, and I tried to interview some young Japanese youth about this peewee problem. Like I said before. Oh, I dropped the paper on the floor. 1, 2, peewee, 3, 4.
Poop on the floor.
Poop on the floor. So I interviewed some young Japanese children, and I don't know if it was a translation problem. I don't know if they didn't understand my question, but that is what they had to say in response. And if you want to play that again,
podcast on the computer. Some twats don't like that. They don't understand why Puck is so funny. They need to fuck off. Tony is manly. Comic genius Pully. Trust the computers. Pully has quick wit. That much goes without saying. He's a pit bop.
Admit it, you're totally and completely gay.
What the fuck?
I think there was a language issue there.
So is that it? Is that all the news?
No, of course not! I have more news, John.
Okay.
Next story.
How many hours do you want to go?
Teen saves 14-year-old from drowning. 14-year-old from drowning. Then finds himself in same hospital hours later after being attacked by insects. Proving once again that Mother Nature is a flinty-hearted biatch, John. Next story. Upscale gangs terrorizing Texas as doctors gets arrested for drive-by shooting from his SUV. Police have charged a Texas doctor in a drive-by shooting of a bicyclist who was hit in the chest and shoulder is now recovering at the same hospital where the physician works. Wamith Fadhili, a doctor at the University of Texas Medical Branch Hospital in Galveston, was jailed Thursday on $60,000 bond after being accused of firing numerous shots at a 22-year-old man on Tuesday. According to witnesses, the victim was riding his bicycle when a sported utility vehicle pulled alongside and began firing what they described as a pistol. The witnesses told the police shooter was alone and wearing what appeared to be surgical scrubs. Fadhili, 33, was charged with aggravated assault and a deadly weapon and could face up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Next story, John.
You know, what do you call this sound? Ready? Clip-clop, 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 clip-clop.
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's an Amish drive-by shooting. Thank you.
Well, Scott found that funny, but I did not. I'm in the middle of my news, and I would appreciate the non-joke telling for the news segment. Harry Potter to appear naked, John. Harry Potter actor Daniel Radcliffe is to appear on the London stage next year playing a stable boy who has an erotic relationship with his horse.
What?
Richard Griffiths will co-star in the revival of Peter Schaefer's 1973 play Equus. To open in the Capitol in March, Radcliffe and Griffiths are currently shooting the fifth Harry Potter film. The role will require Radcliffe, 17. Oh, that's funny, John. To appear naked and symbolically blind six horses. Richard Burton and Peter Firth starred in the 1977 film version.
Okay.
Next story, John. It's the last story tonight. And this is a PSA, John. It's very difficult to properly drive a car after shooting yourself in the groin.
A man who accidentally shot himself in the groin while driving is dead. A man who accidentally shot himself in the groin while driving was dead before his car smashed into a power pole.
Oh.
Melbourne police have said, according to the newspaper report, the man was wanted by police in relation to a stabbing. Police have named the dead man as Gareth Lewis, 38, of Hastings, southeast of Melbourne. The 38-year-old was driving a car on the Morganton Tab Road opposite the Tab Airfield on the Morganton Peninsula yesterday when it was thought he accidentally shot himself in the crotch. Senior Constable Braden Owens from the Victoria Police said he was thought the man died from the gunshot before he ran off the road into a power pole.
Wow.
That is what the pathologist has determined, he said. And that's the news, Sean.
All right. Again. All right, another great newscast by Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Oh, and I'm sorry I missed your gig this Friday. I had other things to do.
But, well, hey,
next time you play, let me know, and I'm sure I'll try to come out again. I'm sure I will try to come out again. And maybe I'll bring my girlfriend this time.
All right. Well, thanks for coming. Bye now.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
I'll get going now.
All right.
I'm on my way out.
All right. Bye bye. All right.
Almost there.
You got one leg shorter than the other.
Fucker.
You notice when he walks, it sounds like he's got one leg shorter than the other. The clink, clunk, clink, clunk, clink, clunk.
Yeah, that may be the case. Who knows?
All right, we got to wrap it up, man. It's late.
All right,
we got to roll. It's roll. 10 to 11.
Episode 62 comes to a close.
That's right. Episode 62.
And we move on to 63.
That's right.
But it may be an ad hoc Arizona episode.
Yeah.
If you can square away the technology there, John.
Wow. I'll do my best.
All right, then.
All right. Well, we're out of here.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Thanks for stopping by and checking us out. We're John and Scott from TTN. I'm John.
And I'm Scott. And check out episode 60 with Punky.
No doubt.
And episode 61, part 2, with the proper Mrs. Scott calls in on Skype.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
it's a must listen.
We will not hear from the proper Mrs. John ever.
That's right. Ever.
Ever.
Well, never say ever or never. All right, we're out of here. Later.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott.
On Total Talk Nonsense.
Bass, rock, bass, main bass, shooter, blow. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. My mind, and all the while I think of you. Pipelines, a very strange reaction for us to unwind. The more I see, the more I do. Something of a phenomenon telling your body to